You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 2, The First Manifestation, part 1. We now begin our discussions of the book, Doors of Light. Remember, this book will not be available on Amazon or in bookstores until October 7th of this year, 2015. But I will keep you up to date as to when you can pre-order your book on Amazon. Doors of Light is broken down into 3 sections and 14 chapters. The chapters are short and sweet, just like these episodes. The first section is titled Understanding the Illusion. Now, let's discuss this a bit more in order to lay the proper foundation for the entire book. The first section is comprised of 4 chapters. These chapters are the foundation of the book and need to be understood before moving on. In chapter 1, The First Manifestation, Spirit lays down the concepts that we need to understand about how we create our lives. How you not only create the circumstances of your life with your thoughts, but your body as well. Your body is composed of thought patterns, and these patterns are mirrored in every cell of your body. This is why they can take a single cell from your body and clone you. It's an energetic mirror of you. Now, this is where energy meets matter. Get ready for a quantum physics lesson here. Let me say this. Spirit is giving us concepts that cannot be entirely proven by science. Science is just starting to expand in this direction. Quantum physics is the closest science to discovering the truth of our universe. We still have a long way to go. We're just babies in the total scheme of things. Many of these concepts are self-evident and don't need any scientific proof. You can bear witness to many of them yourself. Now, in chapter 1, it's going to be crucial for you to begin to understand the power of your thought to create your life and to be reminded of the fact that you are pure energy and only appear to be solid. This is where quantum physics helps us out. It confirms that all matter in our universe is composed of energetic vibrations. When you break an atom down into its simplest form, you discover that it is filled with fluctuating pulsations of energy and otherwise empty space. Nothing is truly solid. It only appears to be. If this is new to you, just allow yourself a little time to settle in on these concepts, because we will delve deeper into them at a later time. We're just laying a foundation for the book right now. Back to the first manifestation. Now that we know that we are energetic beings and that we only appear to be made up of solid matter, we can agree on the fact that because we are in a universe where energy manifests into form as material objects, that as energetic beings, we had to create a physical apparatus in order to exist on this physical plane. Of course, this physical apparatus is our body. It's a cloak. It allows us to participate in a material world. So, Spirit points out to us that our bodies are our first manifestation as energetic beings moving onto this physical plane. And to be even more specific, our first manifestation is our heart. We'll also come back to that later. Just keep this in mind. The very first organ to develop in the embryonic stages of formation is the heart, not the brain. The brain is actually an extension of the heart. Like I said, we'll come back to that later, because believe me, that's another show. Your body is made up of thought patterns, which are energetic vibrations. Your overall health and well-being reflect your most dominant thoughts. Now, this is where it gets deep. Your attitude toward life is reflected in every cell of your body. So that means if you're happy, you affect your health in one way, and if you're unhappy, it affects your health in another way. Positive thoughts strengthen your immune system, while negative thoughts cause your immune system to weaken. This has been tested in tons of clinical studies, and the results are immediate and measurable. The body is a crystallization of your most dominant thoughts. A crystallization, a manifestation of our thoughts. It is a perfect reflection of what we believe and how we feel about ourselves in every moment. Now, this means you have the power to change your health by what you're thinking, because in truth, your health is only a manifestation of a long-term pattern of thought. And this, of course, is only the beginning. Your thoughts draw the like of their vibration to you. So if you entertain negative thoughts for too long, they will begin to manifest around you in some form. And the same is true for positive thoughts. Your thoughts will take on a physical form in one way or another, because thoughts are energy and everything is made up of energy. The book will break this down even more for you and help you to understand the depth of this lesson. For now, I just want to introduce these concepts to you so that when you get the book and start reading it, the concepts will be more familiar. Let's move on to the next manifestation. Through your dominant thinking, you also create the circumstances of your life. This is what we've come to know as the secret or the law of attraction. Your life begins to mirror your thoughts, just as the body does. If anything is falling apart around you, it is an extension of your energy, of your thinking, and is a sign of change or need to attend to something within yourself. Everything is a mirror. And it's there for you to gain greater understanding of yourself from many different perspectives. We've forgotten about this. And the only way for us to become empowered again is to be reminded of this truth, that we are creating in every moment and that we must become more conscious of what we're thinking about. Most people are creating a life that they don't want out of ignorance because we haven't been taught that our thoughts are powerful creators. Many think that things just happen and that they had nothing to do with it. Nothing can be further from the truth. I want to help you understand how you can take this knowledge and use it to transform your life. But first, you have to begin to take responsibility for your thoughts and then forgive yourself for creating circumstances in your life that you're not happy with, because you can't be hard on yourself if you didn't know. But now, you are being reminded that your thoughts are powerful creators. And if you're ready to look into your life, you'll be able to see how things came about. Just be honest with yourself. But there's no need to beat yourself up about creating something that you didn't want. Just start fresh now and thank the universe for the reminder. If thoughts are creating all that we see around us, it gives us an idea of how powerful they are. If you're not happy with something in your life, now is the time to make a change. Change the way you've been thinking. The change has to come from within, from the root of the problem, because it's what you've been thinking about that's responsible for what you see in your life. It's a negative thought form that was held for too long. Most times, these thoughts are unconscious, but now you must become more aware of what you're thinking about throughout your day. That can sound overwhelming. But becoming a conscious creator is well worth the time it takes to do it. It's something you have to practice. It's really as simple as being positive instead of being negative. Finding things that make you feel happy or joyful instead of filling your mind with thoughts of doom and gloom and misfortune. The world we live in has bred that kind of thinking in us. The daily news is filled with negativity, and this becomes contagious. But you must become aware of how it makes you feel. If something makes you feel gloomy or pessimistic, it's not a positive thought, and you should not be entertaining it. When you are faced with a challenging situation in your life, you have to learn how to take a negative situation and turn it into a positive one. Sometimes that just means changing your perspective, choosing to see the good in the situation instead of focusing on the negative. That's the power of transmutation, and you will become better at it over time. This is not an easy task. In fact, it may be the hardest thing you'll ever do in your life, trying to stay positive, because most people are not conscious of what they're thinking about, and they allow negative influences to control their thinking. You must learn to guard your mind and be more vigilant of what you allow in. Think about the things you want to create in your life. Stop focusing on what you don't want. Focus on good things, happy things, and fill your life with positivity. This is where you must start to take your power back. This is completely under your control, what you think about and how you feel. I promise you that if you begin to focus on good feeling thoughts, your life will change in a very short time. You will begin to attract more positive situations and people into your life. This has to become a daily practice, striving to be positive and focusing on things that make you feel good, that make you feel happy, that make you feel light. Over time, it will become easier. You have to want it. It's really that simple. You have to want to be happy and to feel good in order to start moving toward creating a life that will bring you more happiness and joy in every moment. I will leave you with that thought, and we'll finish this discussion in part two. Thank you again for listening and sharing your precious time with me. I pray that our discussions will help to uplift and empower you. Sometimes the truth is a bitter pill to swallow, but over time, you'll be happy that you took the time to look at your life and to make the changes that need to be made in order for you to have the life that you really want. You can do this, and you're not alone. I'm here to help you along the way. If you have any questions or comments, please send them to me at questions@awakenthehealing.com. Remember, you can achieve whatever you desire, but you can't achieve it until you believe it. You do have greatness within you. Until the next time, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.